Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Look for that videotape tomorrow night of Gina Grad touching all of our stomachs and trying to identify the four overweight men on the show.
Right. And by the way, getting it wrong.
Half the time.
Yeah. I mean, out of four, getting two right. I mean, 50%.
All right, gang. Here is a yet another story of these teachers having sex with these young kids. Omaha, Nebraska. A Nebraska middle school teacher accused of having sex with a 13-year-old student and fleeing to Mexico with him. Well, she's been fired.
Oh, wow. She did lose the job.
Lost her job.
Oh, man.
Wow. You lose a job as a teacher. You really screwed up. Without public comment, the Lexington School Board voted 4-2 Monday to terminate Kelsey Peterson's contract.
Now, that was her student, correct? I mean, the kid was in her class?
I think so, yes. Yeah. I want to see the two guys that voted no. The sixth grade teacher had been put on administration leave late last month after allegations surfaced that she was having inappropriate relationship with a student. An inappropriate relationship with a student. Peterson, 25, fled Lexington with the boy, a former student of hers, on October 26th. They are found in a mall parking lot in the border town of Mexicali, Mexico, on November 2nd.
Sitting in a parking lot?
I guess so.
Oh, my gosh.
She faces a federal charge of crossing state lines to have sex with a minor, which is punishable by 10 years to life in prison and a $250,000 fine.
Now, do you have a picture of the teacher? Can I get a look at the teacher? Is her picture online?
Her picture is pretty good. I've seen it. It's not on this report, but I've seen it before, and it's actually pretty good.
Right. Well, it's usually, you know, in these stories, when you see, like, a young male,
right.
young boy in this
He's
case.
He's usually, like, a stud. He's got, like, a little mustache going.
All right. He has, like, a little mustache going, and the teacher's usually hot.
Yes.
Yeah, the teacher's usually, like, some really kind of hot younger teacher in her 20s, and you think, wow, she's like a nut.
Right. Well, I've got a question for the audience. When you were 13, 14, 15, maybe 16, possibly 17, and you had sex with a 28-year-old or a 30-year-old.
Right.
Did that screw you up? If you had sex when you were in your teens with a woman who was much older, you were not legal.
Right.
And she was already in her late 20s, maybe early 30s.
Did
that F you up?
Right, maybe she's double your age.
Yeah.
Right.
Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I come from like an old-fashioned conservative philosophy on crime.
Yes, Tim.
Where if there's no victim, there's no crime. I don't know who the victim is here.
Right. Well, obviously, the law sees, I mean, if, you know, the law recognizes the student as a minor and unable to give consent to a sexual act. And the law would view the teacher as a rapist.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
10 years to life in jail and a $250,000 fine.
But in the overall analysis, I mean, if everybody steps back for a moment, everybody just quiets down for just a moment, steps back and looks at this, you know, what 13-year-old boy, 14-year-old boy, 15-year-old boy.
Would you have done it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know.
You bet you would.
There were teachers, you know. I think we all had. Didn't everybody have a teacher who was like, you know.
Yeah, I had a pretty hot teacher.
Yeah, I had Miss Garcia, who was a Spanish teacher. And everybody, you know, she was actually in her 20s. And it's funny because when you're in junior high or you're in high school, sometimes those teachers, they're not really that much older than the students, you know.
Right, right.
Like a brand new teacher. She might be 25 teaching a 17-year-old.
And if it's a mature 16-year-old and sort of an immature 25-year-old teacher, it's very close.
Right. I mean, it really is close.
Yeah. And this chick's looking at 10 years to life in prison, a $250,000 fine. I'd like to find out because, you know, I'm gonna say this is an absolute possibility, if not a probability. Maybe I need a little more education on this. Maybe 13- and 14-year-old guys who do have sex with 28-year-old hot women,
yeah,
maybe they are screwed up for life.
Maybe they're victims.
Yeah, maybe they are victims. I'll give you that benefit of the doubt. But is it more probable that the kid is just a complete stud and the guy enjoyed himself, the girl enjoy themselves? For herself?
Yeah. Well, you know, again,
is that possible?
This would be very different, obviously. I mean, everybody understands that it would be different if the student was a female.
Well, I know that's an old argument that everybody understands there's a double standard.
Right. I mean, if it was
I hate when people bring that up, too.
Well,
if it was a 13-year-old girl and a 30-year-old man, wouldn't you want to chop his head off? Yes, it's a double standard. I recognize that, but there are double standards.
Right. But the law, under the law, the sexes have to be equal. I mean, you can't, you couldn't say, well, it's rape for one sex. Or it's illegal to do it to, one gender, but not illegal to do it to another. That would be illegal to, I think, make a
right
to discriminate on the basis of gender like that.
And then you also have, the same gender. Listen to this: a teacher. This comes out of Australia.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that one actually.
Yeah, a teacher is admitted in court to having a lesbian affair with a teenage girl, but denies it happened while she was still her student.
Oh boy.
Home ec teacher, Elizabeth Ann Crotchers.
What?
Oh, Carruthers, I'm sorry. 50, is on trial in Western Australia, charged with 10 counts of indecent dealing, a 13-year-old sexual. These Australians with their language.
I know. The international.
Every time I read one of these international stories with out of England or Australia we were on the lift together. He's in hospital.
I know. It is a bit much.
You gotta read it. You got to put him into American English so all these idiots can understand. Anyway, she was, I think she was 50, and the student was 13, a lesbian affair.
Oh, boy.
And now she's looking at jail time, man.
Now, I'm going to say something. I want to say this in a way, Tim, if I may, that is, I'm going to say it in a way that's...
Go ahead. Just belt it out.
Okay. Biologically, a young man biologically has to be willing to engage in a sexual act.
Well, yeah, right.
Right.
Well, that's not true. I imagine if, let's say, you're 15 or 14 or 15, right?
Right.
And a bunch of people tied you down and some dude, started hitting it with you. I imagine, you're so, wound up and horny at that age, you might even...
Really?
I guess.
You might even really get
it going.
Yeah, but the get it going, that's a good way to put it. And that's kind of what I wanted to focus on, getting it going, because some might say, well, I mean, he got it going, so how can you say he was a victim or didn't want to be involved in that way because he got it going, as you put it?
And a 13-year-old today, especially a 13-year-old male, they're as mature as I think I was maybe when I was 18 or 19.
Well, I think it's
different. They really grew up quickly.
Well, it's these kids today.
I'm so verklempt. Glenn in Garden Grove, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi.
Hey.
So I was... Well, I got kicked out of my house at 12.
Wow, good
by
for you.
A stepfather.
All right.
And I moved in with a friend who was also 12.
Jerry.
Oh, you moved in with, who'd you move in with when you were 12?
My best friend, Todd. We were in junior high.
All right.
Him, his little brother and sister, and then he had a mother that was recently separated.
Okay.
He was 35.
All right.
Mom was 35.
Correct.
You were 12, mom was 35.
We were wrestling around on the floor one night in the living room, the kids and everyone, and I accidentally brushed her breast. And this was in Huntington Beach. Next thing I know, we're at a restaurant.
You guys were enjoying sex in the car.
One of the reason I called is because you said that threw a kid up, and I think, because I...
All right, so you're 12 years old, she's 35. You're in a car having sex. How did that affect your life?
Badly. I just recently got sober. I've almost got 2 years of sobriety because there was drugs and sex and alcohol and.
And you think that because you had that sexual encounter with that woman, that's why you turned to drugs?
I guess I'm still working.
Well, let me ask you, I don't want to deny that might be the sole reason because, but I just want to do a little more investigating before I can come to that conclusion.
Sure. Tim.
Have you had a history of alcoholism or drug abuse in the family, maybe mom or dad's side?
Well, all of us. Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Of you. Okay.
Except for my youngest sister.
Right, but that's, I mean, you know, I mean, there's always, well, not always, I shouldn't say that. There's a genetic link, I mean, to addiction. I mean, that's been proven, but that doesn't disprove that she screwed him up. Because that's what you're saying, Glenn, correct?
You're prone to...
Well, basically, I walked in, you know, we were together for 3 years.
Oh.
And I walked in one day, and she was with my brother and my brother's best friend, one on either end. And from there, you know, I got a little bit suicidal.
Wow.
I took a knife to myself. And then from that relationship, I went into another relationship with a lady who was 18 years older than me.
Wow.
And I don't really feel comfortable around women that are my own age now.
How old are you now?
40.
40. So you're trolling around Laguna Woods for chicks now, huh?
It's funny you used to say that. No, I was with the woman that was 18 years older than me. I was with her for 18 years, and that relationship ended 3 years ago. Since that point, I've been trying to work on myself.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think that it's good for everybody.
Well, dude, you've kept a sense of humor throughout it, you know, so that's a real positive sign.
Yeah.
If you didn't, you probably would have killed yourself. But that's interesting. And all right, Glenn, we thank you for sharing that with us, dude.
All right, have a great night.
All right,
night,
there he goes, everybody.
Oh, see, now he kind of suggests that he was a victim.
Yeah, but
the same circumstances as we were talking about, and that's a male who, you know, later on in life is looking back and saying, "I was victimized."
Yeah,
by her.
I still have a sneaky suspicion that genetics probably played a bigger part than maybe he likes to admit.
So you think maybe he's blaming her unnecessarily?
Yeah, because I know that, you know, if mom and dad both had problems,
right.
And then their parents had problems. I think it's there. Maybe if that didn't happen, he wouldn't have drank. But maybe he was like right on the edge, and anything at that age would have pushed him over. It just happened to be the sex
with an adult
with
woman
an older woman
who
yeah.
knows better.
Right. She shouldn't have done that. I'm not saying that she should have done that.
So then it's a crime. I mean, in the case of Glenn, in the case of the caller with whom we just spoke. It is then that was a criminal act was performed on
right.
him.
And she skated. Dave and Ventura, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, all right.
I was I lost my virginity to a 27-year-old. I was 15.
You're 15. That screw you up?
No, not at all, man. I mean, at 15, you've already kind of, you know, you've gotten first base, second base.
Right. How hot was that?
Working on third.
Pretty good?
It was amazing. Well, I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Right.
You know, but she did a number on me, and I think I actually came away with a few tricks.
Wow. All right. Well, that's one in the positive column.
Yeah. Well,
all right, buddy.
It's...
Thanks for calling. Guy was 15, but that's a little different than a 13-year-old, 15 to 13.
Well, I think it depends on
a lot of growing up in those 2 years.
That's true. That definitely is true.
At 13, I think you may even, like, contemplate trick-or-treating. At 15...
You're totally.
You know,
beyond
you want
it.
To borrow dad's car.
Yeah. It's of course it's different with every minor person. You know, because you know we can all probably think of 17-year-olds who act like they're 12. You know, 17-year-old guys
true.
Who act like you know they're
right.
You know, 12 years old.
I just read something on the internet here, and we're going to try to get the audio. Jerry's pretty sure he can get the audio for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a radio personality in the Deep South, and he was hired to do a radio show, and while he was working at the station, honest to God, developed Tourette syndrome.
Oh gosh!
And now he's on the air with the Tourette syndrome, and they can't fire him because of the Disabilities Act.
Well, I mean, in fairness to him, I mean, there's two sides to that. Obviously, the radio station.
I say bring him to L.A. And he'll be the number one guy in 20 minutes.
Yeah, he would have a following, I think.
I'd listen every night.
Yeah, I think you would want to hear that.
I really would.
And he would. So is it?
I don't know. Jerry's going to try to get it for tomorrow. What kind of Tourette's is it? Is it swearing?
I think the guy just has like tics. Like he starts going like that.
Oh, see, that's great. Now, if he swore, you might understand the radio station
the air, yeah.
would have a right to get rid
right,
of him.
But if he's more of a repeater of a up 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 up, I'd listen to that every night. All right, who's the victim when a 13-year-old has a 13-year-old male has sex with a hot 28-year-old?
Right, who's a school teacher of his.
Yeah, has that happened to you, and did it screw you up? And again, it's not happened to Brian and I, so we apologize if we're sort of ignorant and don't mean to make light of the situation if it did screw you up.
Right.
But I have a feeling that most guys are capable of handling a hot 27-year-old when you're 13. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. We've all seen these stories in the last couple of months where these hot, older, 27, 28-year-old teachers are having sexual relations with young male students.
Right, and everybody wonders, well, the young male, he can't be a victim. I mean, you know, he's a young dude, and, you know, it's this hot, older chick.
Right. I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it.
Her face is a little chunky, but I could see if she lost about 10 or 15 pounds, that she looks like she could be like a cheerleader. She's got that wholesome face,
yeah.
Blue eyes, blonde hair.
A kind of all-American look.
All right, if this happened to you, you're 13, 14, 15, you had sex with a 28-year-old, 30-year-old, 27-year-old. Hot chick. How did that affect your life? The number's here at the station. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Like, for instance, if somebody... I understand the child pornography is against the law, and I understand every single reason
right.
why it is, and I agree with all the reasons.
Right. No disputing it here.
But somebody about 10 years ago with now computer graphics... and people with their own PCs and their own high-powered computers, they were able to do animation that featured child pornography.
Right.
And they got arrested for that.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I believe prosecuted or thrown in jail and had to register as a sex offender.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know who the victim in that crime is.
You mean because it wasn't a real child, because it was computer-generated and it didn't really happen?
Right. I mean, I understand that there's perspective... You know, insular, outside victims that could be, you know, mishandled or mistreated by other guys who got turned on by watching that videotape.
Right.
But then that you could say the same thing of just regular pornography. So I'm not sure who the victim was when you have an animation.
Yeah, but, you know, regular pornography, may I?
Jump in, man. It's Conway and... Whitman, man.
And Jerry Wachowski knows this as well. He'll back me up on this. Pornography, when you put on, like, if you put a DVD
yep.
in, right? If you put in a DVD, what does it say, Jerry?
No, I don't watch porn, actually.
Knock it off.
What
does it say in the beginning about...
You're watching right now.
About minors.
It says that they're all... Well, it's under U.S. There's a code, the 2557 code. They all have to be over 18.
Right, but what does it say?
That's what it says.
But what does it say?
It says all models in this film are over 18.
And what does it say about depicting children?
I've never seen anything
yes,
about
you
depicting
have.
Children.
It says none of the actors are depicting.
None of the actors are depicting children.
Right. So even if it's like a 20-year-old, they don't pretend or play like they're 15.
Right.
Because even pretending or depicting that,
right,
even if it's fiction,
it may send some guys over the edge, is what you're saying.
Right.
So even watching animation of child pornography could push a guy over the edge, and he could act out on another child. If that's the true, and they can prove that, then yeah, I think it absolutely should be illegal. But there are so many crimes in the United States that don't have victims. They're victimless crimes.
Right.
Then I think we're really going overboard when we're starting to prosecute all these people for what they potentially could do. Like, you know, and I understand that drinking and driving is against the law.
Right.
Right. And I don't think that you should wait till, you know, four people are dead to prosecute somebody.
Right.
But I think we're getting so crazy with everybody you know, so afraid of what might happen. Everybody is so concerned about, you know, what's going to happen in the future, what's going to happen if, you know, I do this, I do that, that I think people stop enjoying themselves. You know, like when you live in New York City, you can go out and really enjoy yourself at a bar because you know you can get a cab ride home.
Or you can just walk.
Yeah, you can walk over the subway or whatever. But out here in Southern California, when you go to a Christmas party, you go to a friend's house, everything in your mind is like, well, I shouldn't smoke that joint because I got to drive home. I shouldn't have that drink. I shouldn't take that pill. And even if you do, you don't enjoy yourself like you were living in Manhattan.
Well, you have to rely, of course, in Southern California more on the car. I mean, everybody is a dependency on their car.
But I think that's why in Southern California we don't enjoy ourselves as much as we probably should.
Hmm. Well, you're certainly right in New York. Like if you live in Manhattan, I mean, which I've never lived in Manhattan, but that would be a great thing to do because, I mean...
Oh, it's great.
Could you imagine you take...
Well, you got a great pizza place. It's downstairs.
Right. You take an elevator. You walk, you know, 10 yards. You do
there
it,
you go.
Yeah, right. And then you just walk back home.
There might be three or four bars in your building that
right,
you live in.
Right, right.
Wouldn't that be great?
It'd be a whole different scene.
You could really enjoy yourself in life.
Yeah, opposed to getting in a car and driving and then, of course, having to drive back right. because that's what everybody, you know, is
And here's something about. Else that people don't do in Manhattan or in New York. Like, I have a friend who lives down in Irvine, mm-hmm. and I go down to see him every once in a while.
Right.
Maybe, I don't know, once every other month or so.
All right.
And if he lived closer, we'd probably, you know, see each other more often. But he lives 71 miles from my house.
Yeah,
you wouldn't, if you lived in Manhattan, you would never have a friend who lives 71 miles away.
No.
That would be three states away.
Yeah, you cut him off because there's plenty of people closer.
I mean, that's where, what, Philadelphia?